Yeah, it's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR 3000, Living Lavish. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, or just Google MMR 3000.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go. I'm good. We good. I already got the whole podcast ready. This is the last part.
Oh, okay. Well, life in general, everybody, we're back as a commercial break. hey, life in general, man, is very deep. And the industry will teach you a big lesson. Some people say, let me rephrase it. Some people don't understand that the industry is 50 times worse than the streets. They're not going to rob you. Well, I think they better go to rob you. But they're not going to shoot you. They're not going to beat you up. They're going to beat you for your brain. Because they know some people don't understand business, and they see that you don't really understand business. You are going to be a casualty of war, collateral damage ASAP. So that's why I try to teach and guide my people the little stuff I know and I've been learning. Shout out to DJ Hard Work Nation. Shout out to the whole crew, Ballroom Group, man. I learned a lot in the last past 6 weeks that I thought I knew and I didn't know. But now I know. So knowledge is power, man. You know, you got to pay close attention and stay aware at all times.
Okay. Choices in the music industry.
Trust in the music industry is very, 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 very hard. You have to make the right decisions. Because if you don't know what's going on, what you're doing, hey, you will get left behind. You feel me? Hard work. DJ Hard Work, we'll have to take a commercial break, man, but we'll keep it going, man. But life in general,
we teach you different things.
And show you that you are not what you think you are. Because some people think they know it all. Some people they think they got it all. I was one of them people. And it taught me real fast that I'm just a little mineral amongst a whole bunch of sharks. You know what I mean?
Hey, the world learns. You learn at a fast pace if you are actually in it. You can, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's good, though. Face your humiliation. Face your humiliation. That shows growth. That's a sign of growth. So at the end of the day, as long as you're willing to learn, that's a good thing. Keep an open mind. That starts first.
See, let me say that before you keep going. That's wrong with our young generation. The blind, they don't want to listen and take in what you try to tell them. They think they know it all. I've been there before. I understand. But you can learn a lot from a dummy. And a person like we was talking about maybe, I think, last week or this part. I can't remember. We do so much talk. Hey, and you was talking about something. I'm going to let you take over.
All right, yeah. the fact of the matter is, young people don't pay no mind to keeping an open mind, because you know a lot of young people want to say they did it themselves. That's really what it is. It's not really because there's no leg to stand on when being stubborn. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't lie. I learned from my daughter, so that's to say, you can learn from anybody. You can learn from all ages. You can learn from any situation.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Howard. Let me ask you a quick question before you keep going. What do a baby teach you? What can you learn from a baby?
Patience.
Well, you're smart. Hey, the show with y'all. I'm gone. He's smarter than me. I'm gone.
Having kids, that's the ultimate goal. Having kids teach you patience. Most people who ain't got kids don't have patience. Most parents I know, regardless of how loud they yell, regardless of how ratchet they seem, those people have more patience than the average person on earth. If y'all ever dealt with some badass kids, then y'all know I got some badass nieces and nephews. My daughter used to be bad, but she blew up. I ain't gonna hold you up. I was bad as shit. But, you know, not too bad.
Trying to fuck my teacher, trying to fuck my auntie. Because I had a fucking problem. Oh, excuse me, I shouldn't say that. But yeah, I had some kind of issues with me going on when I was coming up.
He needed therapy.
Yeah, I was all on goddamn 18 them dress. It didn't make no sense.
It's all right, man.
Served a search warrant at this house on Springdale Avenue and found drug trafficking tools and evidence linking the four men to fraudulent activity across the city.
I'm back up on that street shit. I'm back up on that street shit. Fuck all that being nice shit.
Ain't that but weakness?
He gon' lock the door twice. I'll call that a remix. You can catch me in the hood. I'm fucking with them demons. Now we back up on that street shit. Back up on that street shit. Back up on that street shit. My nigga on that street shit. My nigga back up on that street shit. Nigga on that street shit. The baby says he on that street shit. With them demons. Ain't even take no shot of alcohol today, but love to swerve. These niggas talking down, I think they shaking, they got a lot of nerve. 256 my gigabyte, look like the 80s round this bitch. You always got your hand extended, looking lazy round this bitch. Versace my cologne, they been outside, but I be fresh as hell. He swelling up, allergic to them bullets, he can't take a shell. Playing gangster on the ground, behind the walls, you just a hoe. That nigga don't play basketball, but that little nigga love to score. That chopper get to singing, but they heaven in the reason. You ain't tryna dance, baby, you gon' wear these visas. These niggas soft as hell. And pillow talk, I can't rock with 2 2 threes and 7 6 2. That chop got the stock with it.
7 6 2, nigga. Chop got the stock.
They running shit back for these niggas.
Stock,
I don't think I heard you,
I'm
my nigga.
I'm back up on that street shit. I'm back up on that street shit. Fuck all that being nice shit.
Take that for weakness.
We gon' lock the door twice. I'll call that a remix. You can catch me in the hood. I'm fucking with them demons. Now we back up on that street shit. Back up on that street shit. Back up on that street shit. My nigga on that street shit. My nigga back up on that street shit.
shit, I'm with my demons. We in the demon. Rocky in the soda, need a kickstand, how I'm leaning. Don't tell me that you love me if your life don't have no meaning. I've been riding with the devil, I can't change my thinking. Vices, fuck that nice shit, get your life in. On my father and my daughter, I turn off your light switch. Know that I'm gon' rob the plug, I'm still discussing prices. Guns on ISIS, need a thick hood bitch like ISIS. Toes L, make a Zell, gotta chase that might hit. Tryna scam, making sales hoes, giving head like cyclists. Need a bail, scheme made bail, they know that bro a flight risk. Couple straps inside the tail like I was with a diaper.
I'm back up on that street shit. I'm back up on that street shit. Fuck all that being nice shit.
Take that for weakness.
He gon' lock the door twice, I'll call that a remix. You can catch me in the hood, I'm fucking with them demons.
Now we back up on that street shit.
Back up on that street shit.
Back up on that street shit.
My nigga on that street shit.
My nigga back up on that street shit.
Nigga on that street shit.
Lil baby says he on that street shit.
With them demons.
I'm back up on that street shit.
I'm back up on that street shit. Being nice is witness.
Investigators say they found fake social security cards, fake driver's licenses, an embossing machine, and a truck that was obtained fraudulently. Police also say they seized fraudulently obtained items, a stolen gun, and a distribution amount of marijuana.
Make weed legal in West Virginia. Do it fast.
A woman who lives down the street who didn't want to be identified for fear of retaliation says she's seen traffic coming in and out of here all the time.
Man, I don't know what's going on with the world, but the world, man, that what you were talking about, Hall, where I just thought about it. You was talking about when an old person tell you something, take heed.
Yeah. I had to learn at a young age that old people don't like talking to young people. They hate it. Yeah. They feel like young people do not have respect or morals. That's every older elder. That's the gap. And I just feel like anytime an elder or older person pull you to the side, you want to teach you some game, something that you know you're learning, and y'all not cracking jokes, it ain't about, you know, just conversing and sipping on some brews or whatever. You actually learning something. He actually spending time teaching you something. You just gotta listen. I as a young man, it was kind of hard to take that in. But, you know, a lot of us young black males didn't have much influence with a father figure. So we had to find those. We had to search for those. We yearned those growing up in the hood, you know, or whatever. Up here, at least, up north, down south, I can't tell you. I don't know.
Oh, no, man. Everybody, I'm speaking on me, man. My old man was around. He passed about 89. You know what I mean? But I noticed people be intertwined on, gotta see their parents, gotta talk to their mom and daddy every day. You know, I respect that, I understand it, but me personally, man, hey, as long as I call, you know, they already cool, good, okay, boom. I don't get into all that, because for one thing, I didn't ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like the parents on us, they should be checking on us all the time, this, that, and this. You know, I have a different perspective on a lot of things, man, because I'm a little old, I guess.
Shout out to Rosalind Pfeiffer. She ain't no gangbanger, no street legend, no nothing like that. That's my mama. Anyway, shout out to Rosalind Pfeiffer. Rosalind Wright.
Hey, shout out to all the mothers and fathers and grannies and grandmas and grandpas and granddads and aunties and uncles and everybody that enlightened us and showed us a different way of life. It's all about us. Let's go back to choice of taking it in and using it or not.
I have three brothers. Besides me, there's three other brothers. And we all were, one of my brothers is younger than me. Years 10, 10, 12, 13, I don't know. X amount of years younger than me. And like, when we speak on choices, it's a reflection of the eras. I used to have a sister who was jealous of how he was raised compared to us. We got our ass whooped when we didn't do what we were supposed to do. He didn't. So it's like, as grown-ups now, the choices we make are a little harder for certain people who didn't get that influential help back then so that they can actually prepare for the choices now that they're making. Because the little things that your parents are teaching you, regardless of the relationship you have with them, regardless of everything is a life lesson. But when your parents are teaching you, they are directly trying to teach you. So pay attention to those signs regardless of the label. Because like you said, yes, I feel the same way. And my mama, she embeds that in my head. She calls and checks on me. I check on my mama still, though, but she check on me to a point where I get annoyed sometimes. She called me so much. She called me just to tell me what she's doing. That's a good thing. That's a great thing, actually. But, you know, like, I don't think a lot of parents get that. They feel entitled, you know what I mean, to the fact that you have kids. I think parents who have kids and expect their kids to always check in on them, they have kids for the wrong reason. Because, you know, you already said it. That's just my personal opinion. Don't hang me for that, people. But at the end of the day, you can't, your kids didn't ask to be here. We didn't ask you to get drunk off that Hennessy or blunt or whatever and do your thing. And
tell the truth, the goddamn crack, the goddamn heroin, the pile of weed, asked to be here. However y'all party back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, we didn't ask to be here. Y'all getting freaking, doing y'all soul train things, shaking them afro, but you know, I'm sorry, y'all. I just be getting besides, I apologize.
That's the truth, though. That's the truth, though. You can't take that away from the life that we here living. It's just the eras. It's the same drugs, the same actions, the same way most relationships. Listen, man, most babies on earth in America are here due to Netflix and chill, so to speak. There is not that many marriage planned babies out here. I promise you that. My daughter planned. My daughter.
My lad daughter was playing. My lad daughter, Asia Monet, a little fat stuff. Yeah, she was playing, man. Yeah.
I notice all the playing kids have no worries because you have that mind state when you're having that child. When you have a child, and it's just a surprise. Everything. Damn, I gotta get some diapers. When you know you can just go get some diapers, you get the difference. You get what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't never been through that. I had a booster. Shout out to the boosters out there getting shit for a third of the price. Boom. Let's go ahead and keep it moving. We like I said, with the choices that we make, it all is a reflection. It's gonna be good or bad. You're going to, they claim it to be consequences, or you're going to reap the benefits, however you look at it. Your choices are always going to come back and reflect on you. You know, you cannot, don't deny the choices you make. That's the best advice I'm going to give. In this music industry, contemplate, ponder, take time out, read through, get secondary opinions. All kinds of stuff before you make choices if you're not clear-minded on it. The wrong choice can make or break your career. I just hope y'all hear that. The wrong choice can make or break your career.
As Iggy. As Iggy. As TLC. I ain't gonna name a lot. But at the same time, a lot of people be in that moment and not thinking about the future. It don't matter what you have right now. Are you gonna have that 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now? That what's matter. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference in our counterpart, the Caucasian community, and our community. You know what I'm saying? Most of us live for the moment, and that's not a good thing. Can't live for the moment, baby. You'll be broke quick.
Yeah.
I gotta tell everybody. I had a guy that He wanted to do some work for me. You know, I didn't call him. He called me, seen the movement. Hey, I want to shoot you a video. Cool, what's your price is? I'm going to work with anybody. Oh, man, $1,500 for like two scenes. I said, what? Hold up. You said what now? So he got kind of upset that I didn't want to do that. And man, the man said, I'll be broke in a year. And yeah. You know what I told him? Hard work. DJ Hogan, what I told him.
What up?
May your God bless you. And have a great day, sir, and get off the line. Because one thing about a situation like that, you called me. You reached out to me. I didn't call you. You called and tried to get some of my money. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, don't get mad because I don't want to accept your prices and stuff. Like, that goes to choice, man. You have a choice to make, man. You know, I could have been a dummy and did that.
You know what I mean? That right there, I ain't gonna hold you up. That's something I want to speak on. Because there's a stigma out there about artists. And I'm not just an artist. But back then,
you're the business, like, man.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm about to reflect on how entertainment make the artist look. But being an artist, in my experience, artists are not the broke ones. A lot of y'all graphic designers are broke. A lot of y'all producers are broke. A lot of y'all promoters are broke.
CEO broke too. A lot of them guys broke.
I mean, my whole point is pushing shit up on somebody is not a good look. Like, really. Because especially if a nigga don't even hit you up or contact you or worry about your business, don't contact nobody acting like you the business and then make it seem like they broke because they don't want your business. That makes you look bad, man. Like, I don't know, but a lot of people on social media got that fucked up. I might add a person just because I like what they got going on. And I get an inbox 5 seconds later talking about when do I want to start my service. I never even inquired. Like, real shit, that shit bothers me.
Yeah. The new fake is the real these days. Some real, they believe they're faking, but the real, they just don't want to deal with it. But that fake stuff, they jump on that fast.
I mean, that's
you gotta have patience, people. You gotta have patience, man. Don't nothing come overnight, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said they can make something happen. You gotta have patience. Like in our MMR 3000 agreements, country, whatever you want to call it, we have up to 18 months to even drop your project. You gotta have patience, even though it ain't gonna take 18 months. But hey, you still gotta have patience, man. Look what happened. The pandemic, coronavirus, mess of the world. Hey, we done dropped. Hey, we got to keep pressing. We ain't crying. We ain't whining. We pressing on, baby.
The sad part about it is during the pandemic, I don't even look at nothing as a hinder. Everything is a blessing. Everything. However, whatever you believe in, everything is a blessing. The reason why, if you know what you're doing, then this pandemic is only going to make you like things like this is what I mean, not the pandemic, but situations that may seem like you slow down. You got to look at those as lessons learned. And what I've learned is, let's say, for instance, you can't perform. Perfect example. A lot of artists can't perform right now across the world.
Look up Too Soon, man. I can make it happen for y'all, man, and do the online concert. You know what I'm saying? Streaming live. Oh, we can do the virtual concert. Hey, y'all holler Too Soon, man. I can make it happen.
Y'all hear that? But yeah. A lot of people can't perform. And with a lot of people not being able to perform, it's sad, but you're not supposed to look at that like a downfall. You're only supposed to look at what you can do and maneuver, focus, and reanalyze so that when you move forward and progress, the progression is, or when you move forward and, you know, after plotting and planning, your progression still is in full effect. And that's all because you reanalyze. That's all because you restructure. You're never supposed to be complacent with a certain plan. A game plan is supposed to just have a blueprint. But anytime you got to always be ready for a roadblock. Always be ready for a turn of events. You know what I'm saying? Like, never, ever be complacent with a situation that you're in. That's just like being on the road. If there's a situation where your show gets canceled, you can't be frustrated. You got to keep it moving.
You should go. You done got paid. You should be happy as a mug. You done got paid.
That's what I mean. You did your obligation, so legally you are straight. That's up to anytime a contract. A lot of people don't know. Anytime a contract is in play, it doesn't matter unless you put a clause in the contract. But there are certain clauses, but there are certain clauses that are limited clauses in most contracts, where there, if there's any kind of situation that happens, that pandemics, things like this, X amount of days, X amount of time. But to be honest with you, me saying that is just to say, you got to understand that these are all just leverages for people. Any kind of situation that holds you up, keeps you back from, you know, doing what you feel is the best way, that's letting you know you probably are not doing it the right way. Because you got to know, you got to, like I said, if you're doing a show and you're traveling, you got 10 shows, you got to make X amount of dollars, and that last show is going to help you to make X amount of dollars, you should never be worried and doing, you should never be doing shit like that, ever. You should never be dependent on a show to complete your budget. You should always have multiple streams of income, multiple ways to generate funds, seven, up to seven. Rick Ross said it best. A lot of other people said it best. 5 to 7, you will be guaranteed success in your life if you can generate up to 5 to 7 residual incomes. Residual incomes. Not just, because anybody can go out and say, I got a job. Anybody can go and bust their ass.
25 to 250,000 per. And y'all can do the math from that, baby.
That's all I'm saying. I said this when I was younger. If an artist can generate their first rap check, I don't care how much it is. If you can generate, we're going to give, let's just, if a rap artist can generate their first rap check, that's the bigger picture. If their first rap check is only like, what, $50? That's not a care or a worry. That's actually a boost. Because if you can make $50, you should already know what you need to do to turn that $50 into more money.
Promote, and market yourself the right way, people.
A lot of people be investing the wrong way. A lot of people be promoting the wrong way. A lot of people get lost in their promotion. And that's based on the choices. You were speaking on that a couple of days ago. People, you know, they get on the internet and they find themselves watching other people's stats and videos and things like that, when the internet is a gold mine, if you look at it as a big picture. The internet is
they gold. Go better what I said. Yeah, you know, like I said, our very first second podcast, now that's the weekend podcast, I said, in our day, you know, I compared it to the 90s to the 2000 basketball to the 2005 to the 2020 basketball. The game got softer. It's easier now. You just got to know, like you said before, you got to know how to manipulate and maneuver in this game. It ain't hard. All you got to do is you pick up your phone every day, you be on social media, Google, educate yourself. Being the 101, 95% being the 5% entertainment people. Y'all got to realize there are a lot of guys that want to rap, drop, sell, put videos out, but you ain't making no money. And most guys don't even have their copyrights to publish. Got all these songs out here, ain't got no copyrights to publish, man. And that's really crazy. I done ran across about 30 people in the last past 3 months like that. Like, it's crazy right now. You got to learn the business before you put an album out or a song or anything, man. You got to learn business. Please, people, it's not hard. If you're illiterate, goddamn it, get somebody to read it to you. Make you understand.
The key to what he's saying is this. If you really care about something, you're going to put the time and effort into learning about it. Education.
Please. But I just got to see the test. Hard work. Super producer ain't going to be able to chime in. We'll get him in next week. Something came up. You hit my mother line, so we'll get with him next week. Hey, y'all chime in, man. It's going to be very interesting.
It's all good. All good. What we going to do, because I'm already assuming that, because we're coming to an end on the Lace podcast. We already took a break. I wanted to let Anchor do his due for us. We're going to be coming into season 2 real soon. episode 20. Shout out to Lace. You're too smooth. Let the world know what you got going on since the last time we updated them. Let the world know what they can expect coming soon.
I say, ladies, we got a couple body, jump, what y'all call them? Jumpsuits left. Counting right now, we have like 6 jumpsuits left, small, medium, and burgundy, and we have black. Y'all seen the lovely Queen Riri with one of the black lace stuff fits. So, man, on the online concert, King Spud Edition. And from pictures from the video shoot this week, we got that in medium and large. We have some rompers, the Too Smooth Collection rompers. We have like 3 of those left, medium, small, and large. Got this other romper and 2 extra large, colorful. You can check it out on the Too Smooth Collection page on Facebook. Got to update the website. Y'all forgive me. I supposed to did that Monday, but I've been very, very busy. I apologize. And after this, we won't have anything else. Inventory will be stocked up by the end of June due to the world, my designer behind, due to life. So by the end of June, first part of July, we'll be stocked out web, y'all. We're going to have so many different things. We're going to have so many different things for y'all, man. I got some tight fall stuff going to come out. We're going to start promoting that, too, for y'all ladies. And, guys, I forgot about y'all, man. We got the tennis shoes on the way. We got the cargo pants and shorts. Got some tight, Too Smooth Collection bomber jacket. We're going to bring the bomber jacket back. Y'all from the 90 area, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all rock with East Bay or whatever it's called. You know, eBay, I think it was called. East Bay, what a little book is. You know, y'all get them bomber jacket back in the day, pull over jump, we'll have them for y'all too, man. The shades will be in this week. Got more cups coming, more towers coming. Y'all get ready for that. Mac, Too Much Pressure is out right now. Mac, MACC, Too Much Pressure is out right now. King Spud, Path of a King, coming July 11th. Too Smooth, Power of Money, in September 4th. Coop, a Ghana artist from South Africa. My words will be out October the 30th. And, hey, we writing that script, man. To come up, the Too Smooth story, man. We'll start filming sometime next year, probably February or March, man. It's going to be deep, man. Shooting in Atlanta. We're shooting in my hometown, Columbus, the surrounding areas, like Birmingham, places like that, Memphis. You know, give y'all a little dip into how I started and where I'm at now and where we're going. Nothing is guaranteed, but once you put it to some, I always say you will get out of it, but that's not always the case. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, hardworknation.com, you know what I'm saying? Check us out, man. Live it lavish, all that. The whole team, SMN Raw, to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Hey, it's a movement. It's a positive movement, and we're giving back. On the pink, Too Smooth Collection t-shirts for the ladies, they're $20, but we're giving $3 to breast cancer awareness. And this summer, the Next Level Tour, we're going to try to catch some spots, man. We're going to do this fun the Sunday for the kids again. We're going to have a drummers radio station, whatever city we in. We're going to do a big, man, some guest speakers to talk about life. Because the youth is our future. We're out there. We're lost. And, you know, we're really at war. Y'all better wake up, baby. This life is too smooth. Shout out DJ Hardwork. Man, shout out to the anchor, man. Part of your podcast always lies a blessing to have an opportunity to show your craft and do your thing, man. Man, respect to him and the whole La Familia, man. We here. We ain't going nowhere, man. Y'all stuck with us, y'all.
Y'all heard him. Stay tuned. Lace with Too Smooth Tuesday. Check out Max. The Patio Podcast original broadcasting on Monday. This is DJ Hardwork. Shout out. Give a couple shout outs real quick.
King Spud Dub, video on the way. Max, second single, Pass Rush featuring King Spud on the way within the next 3 weeks, man. Like I said, like Max said.
5 videos to see today, man. We finna hit y'all hard, man. We finna go to goddamn Florida and shoot Pretty Brown Eyes, the remix, me featuring Mac. Finna shoot Superbad, one of my other singles, man. We finna shoot that. And we finna shoot that Goat Talking That Solution, man. Hold on, that's 6 video. Oh, we finna turn up, man. Y'all finna get a video every 2 weeks, look like.
Yeah. That's what it is.
We finna flood them. We finna flood them, man.
Shout out to MMR 3000. We about to tune in to some music before we get out of here. We appreciate you checking in with us this Thursday night. Thirsty Thursday. If you got something to sip on, go ahead and sip on it. Check us out on social media. We're going to be sharing everybody's music. We also are doing reviews, and we're also giving away some new gear. Check us out at Threadless, Hardwork Nation and Threadless.com. We have a new line called Gorilla Glue, giving away a free shirt this week. Come in, I believe. We're going to give it away Monday. So, the most active fan that we have on social media overall, not just one page. We got to see them going throughout the whole page. So, Too Smooth, just make sure you check on that. Let me know if you see somebody that's just active and sharing and doing their thing, that's a fan, that's supporting. If they are interactive on, you know, crossing over within the umbrella, then yeah, they doing their thing. But yeah, keep an eye on that.
It's so minimal. Hey, go ahead, give away 50 shirts then, man. Hell. Hey, I'm going to add some to that pot then, because it's so minimal, bro.
I already got it taken care of. All it takes is a address, and I'm sending it straight to their house.
Man, respect.
So yeah, if you want, let me know.
Blessings.
Other than that, yeah, shit. Any size. We also give it away if you don't want the short sleeve, you can get a long sleeve. Any size from super small to super large. $2 extra over anything double XL. Other than that, let's go ahead and get into the new single. Let's get into single Superbad. Let's get into the single Superbad. You know, a little sneak peek on the Patio Podcast. Also got a couple more songs lined up from Ipsy all the way to down south, all the way to Cali, everywhere, man. We're doing our thing. Check us out worldwide, MMR 3000 on Google. They're starting to curate. Mac is, he just hit 2,000 on Vivo, and it's actually not even being focused on. We are about to be sending that to our partners so that the world can see that video. It is needed to be seen. He is doing his thing. Like I said, Mac, Too Much Pressure, worldwide, streaming on all major platforms. Aha. Patio Podcast. We out.
There you go, man. Yeah. It's that boy Too Smooth with MMR 3000, yeah. I've been hearing all the crazy shit on the radio, right? So I said, I'm gonna put Milk Crazy Bird together, see can I buy my mama house, you know what I'm saying? See can I go put out, you heard me? So, you know what I'm saying? This how I finna go right here, man. Money in my pan, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, straight from the cell ward, man, official. Hey, Google me, man. Hey. Money in my pants, I'm getting to it. Like the Jewish, I'm trapping nigga. OZ's a grams, I got that fish scale. Think I'm playing, hit me on the sale. Sir, you what you need? I got this 40 on my shirt, no hesitation. I'm busting nigga. Me and HB ain't playing, we don't fuck with suckers, no a buster. Groupie nigga jumping on stage quicker than a freak. What the fuck, nigga? You trippin'? Calm down before you leave it drippin'. Before you leave here like a chick on a pier. Money in my pants, I don't wear skinny jeans. My money don't fold, my nuts too big. I'm a real figure, I'm a real figure. Tryna shine like us, knowing you like them. I pay the cost to be the boss, love to smoke and sip lean. I'm the truth, mastermind niggas. The hit squad, nigga. Fuck a gang, gang.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck a gang, gang.
Fuck 'em.
We don't play no games.
Yeah.
MMR 3000, be the team, man.
Sauce up in my hand, shout it, wanna dance, huh? So little pull it down the pan, pop it on a handstand, huh? Pop it on a handstand, huh? Yeah, yeah. All this sauce up in my hand, shout it, wanna dance, huh? So look, pull down the pants, watch me flood. them bands, huh? Watch me flutter with them bands, huh?
If Geneva make it thunderstorm when I'm in the club, showing love, yeah. Showing love, yeah. Late night tipping, me and wifey going so hard. Club doing roll, Carter, career passion, yeah. Night of fun, throwing ones, ain't no lacking. Booty and pussy popping all night action. Her first time in the passion, so amazing. Acting up, throwing money, no hesitation. All this soft up in my hand, got them popping on a handstand. Handstand, huh? Shout it, say your name, must be Mr. Rubber Band Man. How you making it rain in this bitch, I understand. Cause I'm throwing money, cause I'm throwing money. I'm throwing the money, I'm throwing the money. I turn to watch me flood her with the bands, cause I'm throwing the money. Throwing the money, throwing the money, throwing the money.
All this sauce up in my hand, shout it, wanna dance, huh? So little pull down the pan, pop it on the handstand, huh? Pop it on the handstand, huh? Yeah.
You're rocking with Mega Mastermind Records.
Silver spoon with the body of a model, man. Pretty brown eyes, broke dude, she declined. She finally red wine and good, just like Moscato. That chicken catch in a dress that make you wanna hollow. And dreaming about the head game brand that she swallow. But when you hit her from the back, do she scream a hollow? Can she ride the wood? Can she ride a good? I'm a filmin' tape it, so I ain't misunderstood. Why this chubby niggas chick man, cause I lay the wood. Then plus I'm from the hood, so like a car with a new oil change, keep me running good. Lil' mama driving me wild, just like she my child. But she my bad chick, so you know Swain gon' keep her around.
Take a picture for me, snap. Take a picture for me, snap. Take a picture.